Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
With Richard Marsland on the buttons.
It's true, and today the long-awaited Jeff Fenwick trial has finally wound up, and I understand the accused pleaded incoherent.
We have an exclusive chat with Delta Goodrum.
Further calls for Californication to be banned, what else needs to go?
Charlie Sheen gets his tats removed.
How far would you be prepared to go for some action, listeners? That's a phone topic we stole from John Laws.
How did Zac Efron get so dreamy?
Celebrity entourages, perks and demands out of control. We speak to Richard Marsland's harried personal assistant.
How is Richard Marsland's Ramones tribute band, the Marslones, going?
And there's some material that isn't about our panel operator. In the second hour, hey, the owner-operator of Triple M's mysterious DJ Dom, Tony Moclair, is here to pile on the comedy bonfire.
Tony knows in some ways he's a lot like Richard. Tony's just a prisoner and he's trying to break free.
I can't deny it. It's all coming up on Get This. Although,
there's no high heels or sexy underwear.
What about this teddy?
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheap Trick. If you want my love, you can have it here at Triple M around the nation. It's Get This of an Afternoon with myself, Tony Martin.
Bewildered.
Pushing the buttons, Richard Marsland.
Grubby.
And of course, Ed Cavalli.
Hungry.
That's right.
Well done.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Got through that. I mean, that was hours in rehearsal.
Like it.
Bugger all else for the rest of the show, I'm afraid.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, I understand the Jeff Fenwick trial is over.
Mm.
Fenwick v. Watchers.
Fenwick Gate, Watchgate.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying now that the case is over, does that lend some coherence to that clip that you guys were playing about a year ago when this case was first floated?
Yeah.
On A Current Affair. Mm. Let's just hear it one more time.
This is not a crime at all. Like I said, I can be with Frank today and tell him to shoot you. If he shoots you and I didn't mean to tell him, I'm just joking. They shoot me, huh? Just say he shot you.
Don't shoot me, Frank.
That's for sure. But I'm just saying, if I told Frank to jump off the Harbour, I've told you mucking around at the front of the Harbour Bridge, you jump off the Harbour Bridge and you jump. I don't want you to jump off the Harbour Bridge.
Okay.
Okay, so this case has been settled, but Fenwick v. the English Language, that's a trial that's going to rage for years.
Still pending.
Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
Don't shoot Frank.
No.
Especially if he's not trying to jump off the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Never mind.
That's been subjected to rigorous analysis, that clip, and no one's ever been able to untangle it. What about you, Mr. Marsland? Congratulations on Newstopia last night.
Thank you.
Beautiful work.
That was a great show.
Yeah, I understand you didn't have any material in the show, but still.
Tony, there's no scoreboard. It's a team effort.
All your puns got rejected, Rich?
Nothing. Got nothing on. But we'll look forward to next week. That's
top view. I have to say, a top view. Did anyone see it? Did anyone know it was on? What were the figures? Are the figures through yet?
Not yet. Nash and Regis still coming through.
Yeah, Taz is quiet at the moment. Not get the set top boxes back. What about? I didn't see it. I was out and about.
Yeah.
Was the sports reporter any good?
Sensational.
Yeah.
Hey? Very funny. Who is that? A bit charming, young, dashing, young.
A bit of Cavalry for you, Rich.
Right.
Yeah. Hey? Okay, let's save the cracking on for off air.
Come from that, sweet, are you, Rich?
I hope you feel better now, Rich, because you did make a bit of a fool of yourself yesterday when we had Harry Shearer in here, although I was making a fool of myself.
No, you did a great job.
But, yeah, I know, but I just...
Your questions were good. Your questions were about things that he's done. All of my questions, which you rejected, were, do Burns again? Natty Smithers? Natty Burns again?
But I just...
Yeah, what's Carl like? Now, what's he really like?
I do... turn into a sad kind of fanboy when someone like Harry Shearer comes in, but Rich had all the DVDs.
Yes.
Including one that Harry Shearer had nothing to do with. That's always a good
one. Yeah, why is he going to sign Failure to Launch?
Most embarrassing thing. I know. Why was he going to sign the Veronica's second album?
No, he brought in Best in Show.
Yes. Well, you know what it was? It was, you know, I'm such a huge fan, obviously. Yeah. Who isn't? And in the morning, I just rushed out, thought I'd just grab all the Christopher Guest movies. Mm. Christopher under G.
Yeah, that's a whole room.
Grabbed all them.
Oh, I shouldn't be giving away what Richard's house is like yet.
No.
Oh.
That's an ongoing...
Okay, Christopher Guest room. Is it full of lotion?
First thing gets nearest gets a 3-pack of CDs.
Is there a sunken pit?
It's the most embarrassing thing. But I recovered pulling out Waiting for Guffman. I said, well, I know you're not in this one, but music and lyrics certainly.
Such a nerdish escape route.
Oh, my God.
I was wrong there, but look how much I know about this one.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm.
Very good. I think we've got another clip queued up from Jeff Fenwick.
Watches, I mean, how many watches is here? Two watches, I don't know.
I didn't say go up to Harbour Bridge. Why would you go to Harbour Bridge, Mr. Watches? Nobody said, Mr. Watches, Frank's here, Mr. Watches. Why would they say anything? He doesn't make any sense. Yeah, 20 of them.
Right, I'm sorry, is that guilty or not guilty, Mr. Fenwick?
Okay. Excerpts from the trial.
Good more, footage.
More details as they come to hand. Here and get this. Thank you, Foo Fighters, The Pretender. Here at Get This, Around the Nation on Triple M. Holding out for breaking news. I think we've got that announcement we've been waiting for. Let's cross to the Prime Minister.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've called this news conference here to announce that the Commonwealth Government will fully fund the tune of $30 million, the Kingston Bypass. Yeah.
Kingston Bypass? Yeah.
The big tease.
Oh.
What marginal electorate is that in? I wonder. What other news?
How do you feel if you live in the place getting bypassed?
Yeah.
No, I know a family who are actually getting a highway built through their home.
Really?
Fantastic. Yeah, who's really that? Nice.
Are they going to put up a toll booth in the living room?
They live in Anglevale in South Australia.
They could set up a diner all around, you know, in the living room.
Yeah. Have the squeegees at the ready.
Got to look for the positives, Rich.
Yeah, they could make a pretty penny on some roadside.
An outhouse, a roadhouse?
Yeah.
Well, an outhouse. Well, what? Yeah. Well, you can't really make much money off that,
Richard.
Unless you're doing something illegal.
You're such a nice person, Richard. I'm guessing that you're someone who always gives cash to the people with the squeegees at the intersections, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You try and get them in the car, don't you?
Right.
Well, the guys who are rattling the tins and not necessarily, you know.
Oh, no, I don't
service.
Mean the tins. That's different. Tins I mean people who are making a living doing something that your car already does for itself.
Don't you think? Every car I've had has got a button that squirts water on the windscreen. Why do you need someone? That's like having someone at the intersection with like a stereo going, hey, let me just put these speakers in the window. Have a listen. I know you've got a radio, but check this out.
I always ask them for change of a 50. They don't seem to like that by the time the next green light comes around.
Yeah, I'm saying fine to beg for cash, but offer a service that's not already being done by the car.
Like what?
Tattooing, something like that.
That's nice.
Liposuction.
Get into it. Wear a bikini when you're squeegeeing. Let's see some of that.
Hey, it's like someone sitting there going, how give you a lift? I'm in a car!
All right, enough about that. I'm just getting bitter. You know why I'm so bitter today?
Why is that, Tone?
Because we were all laughing it up about this picture of Perez Hilton.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Perhaps the world's most annoying man.
He's close.
Close too.
Yeah, he's close.
With a black eye.
Hey.
In the New Weekly. We're all very happy about that.
Thanks very much.
Jackie Tui has emailed in to set us right. Sorry, but that black eye was just makeup. I saw him prove it on YouTube.
We've been gotcha!
Okay. I'll get you.
That's right. Okay. Just want to let it unfold. I know people love this. We've been gotcha! The most gullible crew on the radio.
I could put some makeup black eye on his other eye if he'd like.
Yeah.
The makeup is all on the end of my fist, and it's a very quick application process.
It's a handy service.
Doesn't take long.
Is it time for an exclusive interview, Mr. Cavalier?
Sure is, Tone. Who's your favourite Australian pop diva?
Oh, gee, I think Peter Cundall had come close, I reckon.
Yeah, the Cund has got the runs on the board pop-wise, but how do you feel about the work of one D. Goodrum, Delta Goodrum?
Has there been any for a while?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tony. She's got a massive new album out.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely wonderful stuff. Yeah. And I've secured an exclusive interview with her, so let's cross now to my interview with Delta Goodrum. Well, Delta Goodrum, new album, full of wonderful songs, a year in the making. You must be absolutely over the moon with it.
My hair's a new colour.
Thanks for your time.
Wow. The exclusives keep on coming.
I mean,
here you get this.
A new colour hair. Whew, the music sounds so much different now that her hair's a new colour, Tone. You've got no idea.
Certainly does.
She's sitting on a couch now as well. I mean, the music is so different now that she's sitting on a couch, pouting at me. It's almost unrecognisable, Tone.
You're such a big fan.
I'm just huge. And that McFadden, whew, my favourite potato face.
Serious news here, gents. Serious news has arrived. In Melbourne yesterday, emotions ran high at the funeral of a Sudanese teenager bashed to death recently in Noble Park. Many delivered messages of support and wreaths, while Immigration Minister Kevin Andrews sent a book about the life of Don Bradman, a documentary about Gallipoli, and a fervent hope that the young man's corpse will do its very best to assimilate upon arrival at Dandenong Cemetery.
Very nice.
More details as they come to hand. Thank you, New Order. Bizarre love triangle here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, as you know, with Tony, Head and Richard, or as Mr. Rudd calls us.
Talent, ability and performance.
Really?
Bagspin performance.
Oh, go ability. The talent's all over there.
Okay, let's talk about the performance of Ed Cavalier. What's going on Batman on Foxtel? Now, our listeners are missing your updates on Batman. For listeners to the time slot, haven't heard this before. Ed's a bit younger. He's never seen the old 60s Batman series. It's like a wonderland for him.
And it's the best television show I've ever seen. Really? Sorry, Keynotes fans. Richard Wilkins, if you're listening, I know you're a big fan.
Yep.
But look, Tone, they've taken it off.
Yeah, have they really?
It's finished. I get up at 8 o'clock every morning.
This is not another reason that you're sleeping in.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's what our producer Nikki was implying with her eyebrows just a moment ago.
Put those down, Nikki, those eyebrows. They're... What? This is not what this is about. Look, they've stopped. It's probably finished.
Yeah, you do seem very tired these days, I will say. Someone who places such an emphasis on fitness.
Is there a song, Coming Rich?
Yeah, it's a short one, though.
Yeah, it's American Pie, sadly. Performed at the Snow by somebody.
Anyway, Tone.
Yeah.
See, off air you said, let's talk about Batman. Yeah. I didn't know it was going to turn into some sort of grilling, Fenix-style grilling.
If you haven't seen.
All right, anyway, so listen, they've stopped playing Batman and instead they've got Home Improvement on. And this is on the Classics channel.
The Classics?
I mean, like, I was a fan of Home Improvement. I thought, was hilarious for the 8 years that it was the main joke on that show. But a roar is no flump. You know, when someone gets punched in the face and the word flump comes up on screen on Batman, I love every second of it.
We are still getting emails from someone who insists that during a fight in Batman, the word wank appears on screen.
It doesn't.
Well, somebody sent us a Captain America comic where
it does appear in a comic.
Yeah.
And I tried to put it on the website. Apparently, a web page with wank written in huge letters and a box around it to draw your eyes towards it is not allowed.
That's because in America, they don't have that word. That is just a Batman sound effect.
Yeah,
wank.
Absolutely.
There you go.
It's pretty crippling, though, if Batman comes at you with that. All right, what do you got? Whoa, hang on. Jeez, man, okay, well, all right, sure, but... Oh,
it's quite a fight.
Filch, cop that. That's another one they run with occasionally.
Shrimp.
No, stop it. Stop it now. The children will be coming out. And do not do that sketch.
Why?
The shrimping bee. We've been told we can't
The shrimping bee with Joey Fatone.
You can't even say it again. We're not allowed to. That's been rejected, that sketch. Let's get on to serious matters. I'm closest to pension age. Or am I? What is going on? Are they moving the pension age higher?
That's right, 67.
This has been recommended. I know the government aren't going with it, and I don't think it's Labor policy either, but some kind of think tank has suggested going to 67.
Is that something to do with John Howard's age? Maybe something, and then when he gets to 60. Actually, no, it's 73 now. Now it's 78.
Have a listen to these pension facts from last night's Channel 10 News.
The laws that govern Australia's pension age have remained relatively unchanged for almost a century. Back in 1909, the average life expectancy was around 60. Today, in 2007, the average Australian can expect to live well into their 80s.
When they came out with the pension, hardly anyone got it.
Oh, I see.
60.
Yeah, put it to 65. Hardly anyone's going to get that.
You know what? It's got to go to, 98? Just keep moving it higher.
These baby boomers keep on screwing us over and over.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're paying so much for their pensions.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them.
Yeah. What generation? Because I'm just below. I think I'm halfway between the dreaded Generation X.
You're not Generation X.
I'm too old for Generation X, but too young for these baby boomers and their big chill soundtrack albums and their dancing around the kitchen with salad bowls in their hands.
But you're dressed like a tweenie, though, which is nice.
What does that mean? A tweenie. What was that?
Tony's dressed as a Bratz doll today.
Really?
Sunglasses, mini skirt, tartan tights, and a crop top.
What I'm actually wearing is a touring T-shirt for the Howard government, which is one of these T-shirts made by Marie Cardi's company.
Oh, right.
I'll turn around. You can read the back. No, you can't. There's not a
the
single...
Howard government.
Don't say it.
Okay,
nothing you can read out on the radio.
You say political, Tone.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that language is... Tony Abbott would blush at that language.
Mm. I let my T-shirts do the talking.
You do.
Talk about edgy. Talk about dangerous. So much more to get to. Kiefer Sutherland.
What's he done?
He's gone to prison. Let's talk about that next. Yes, Bernard Fanning Keane to wish you well here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, brought to you by You Know Who. It's brought to you by the Nissan Navara, 4x4 Australia's Ute of the Year.
That's right, Tone.
Look at this. This is the mag in question.
Mm.
It's hotter than ever.
Mr. Navarra. Yep. Justin Walker, writer for The Mag, yep. lights the fuse, stands back and waits for the fireworks. I wouldn't advise that personally with the Navarra.
No, but nice imagery.
Why they've installed a fuse, I've got no idea, in a vehicle.
Gives it that Acme look.
That Acme look. Nothing to do with the Navarra, of course. Right. The Navarra comes with ample grunt. Have we established that?
Mm. Yep.
That's what they're saying down at 4x4. We've seen it. It's true. Mm. What about the Get This podcast? Let me plug that. So much. It's 136. Just the words sherry enema on this piece of paper.
It's a cut through a bit.
Surely that didn't pad out to 40 minutes. Robin Butler's in with ways to distract the kiddies. Phony election campaign update. Good. What's going on over the Taz? So much. It's all free fun at the Get This website. Part of the Triple M labyrinth online, triplem.com.au. So many ways to waste time.
Absolutely.
During hours when you're being paid to work. That's what I enjoy about it.
Can I say that the lookalike gallery is really starting to kick goals? There's some new Wombles that you look like, Tony, in there, which is...
Surely beyond Orinoco, there can be no others.
There's a couple of dead ringers in there for you. Really, you are the most Womble-like person I know. If I could get a scarf on you, oh, man.
I'm fully Wombled up.
I'd love to.
I did get put on Womble Squad when I was a school student.
What is that?
That's in New Zealand when you have to go around and pick up rubbish, you know, as part of detention. Womble Squad. You're on Womble Squad.
Jeez. Isn't that quite fun, though?
Yeah, kind of.
English accents getting tea.
Doing that song.
Yeah.
Overground, underground.
Do it, Tone.
Wombling free. Can't remember the tune.
Wombling, yeah.
Oh, okay, Richard, you no, do
I
it.
Have, do a little bit of a reach. I don't remember it.
Overground, underground, wombling free. Is that right?
Exact wording. Brilliant.
Yep.
Listen to this. Dave Whiteley has emailed in. He's seen this movie, Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Oh, yes.
Now, we had Simon Pegg on our show from Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead earlier in the year. He was telling us about this. This is a movie directed by David Schwimmer from Friends.
The dude from Friends. There we go. That clears that up.
Or for our listeners, the pallbearer.
The pallbearer.
Probably more familiar with that word.
Yeah. Great. Listen to this. He's seen it. Seen it in London. Yeah, Run, Fat Boy, Run. Reckons it's quite funny. It contains one of those scenes that British producers now seem contractually obliged to include, the awkward slap-slap fight between two geeky guys who don't know how to land a punch. Oh, that's ever since Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That had that quite funny fight.
Yeah. And
a couple of wussy blokes. At one point in this fight, Dylan Moran lands a swift kick in Simon Pegg's ghoulies, and Pegg responds, "All me plums!" He's thrown in a tribute to Get This.
It's very kind.
Outstanding.
In a movie.
It's pretty good. We're starting to cut through.
I always wonder, you've got someone like David Schwimmer. This film couldn't sound more English.
Oh, and Schwimmer's on board.
He's on board. What are plums? How do we...
Yeah. Do we need actual plums here?
What else is going on email-wise? This bloke who's been emailing us, Derek Bolley, about the footage of me in this film with Sam Neill from the 70s.
Yes.
Or rather, a school bus that I'm in can be glimpsed in one frame in the background of a shot. He says he's been trying to add it to Wikipedia and I think he's now banned from Wikipedia. Just send it in to us.
Well, yeah. We know what to do with it.
We'll put it on our website. We'll accept anything on our website.
Well, no, we won't, because I tried to put a sketch that a listener sent in of how Richard lives his life.
Okay. Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, it was a wonderful drawing, you know, a regular house, fruity language, pretty much all over it.
Sure.
C&B up the wazoo.
Yeah.
And apparently that's not the kind of thing that we're allowed to put up on the website.
So where would it have gone? Would it have gone the picture where I look like Dana Plato, or the picture that you drew that people are meant to draw on their ass to put into Zoo magazine?
Next to Tracy Gold. And then on the other side of the one where you've got your hands in your pockets and your eyes closed suspiciously.
Yeah. See, the problem is I've put a big bit about that in podcast 136. So people who listen to that are going to be going there to find this picture. You've got to put something there for them. What are you going to give them?
Let's have a song.
No, because we've got to just quickly mention Kiefer Sutherland, star of 24, sent down for 48 is the headline today. 48 days in jail for Kiefer Sutherland. Plenty of time for him to contact Chloe and get the schematics to the prison. Be out of there in 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
But listen to this. It's in a downtime break on the shooting of 24.
Yeah, like a break, holidays.
Okay. 48 days?
Yeah.
They have 48 days off in the middle of a series.
Most people have that in their contract, Tone. I've got a contract that says if I go to Priz for any length of time, you guys have to be on hold.
Right.
If I go down for an 18 to 20 stretch, you guys have got to just stick around and wait for me to get out.
What's going to be? He's in every scene, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland. What are they going to be filming while he's in jail? Tony Almeida shaving off that little beard again. Well, he's dead, isn't he?
He's dead.
I can never keep up with who's dead. I know Edgar Styles was killed.
Yeah, he's dead.
That was very sad.
Yeah.
The nerds and the IT guys here were very sad when they had
bow their heads.
The armbands on with Edgar
Styles.
Turn
off the robot chicken just for a few minutes.
All right, we'll be following that case and hopefully the escape as full details come to hand on Get This. Thank you, Billy Idol. Rebel Yell here at Get This around the nation on Triple M, where you never know what we'll play next. Everybody,
take the climb. Climb up Talkback Mountain. There's no time. Hey, but we're not counting. Maybe if we had a shorter intro song, we'd be running on time for the first show since April 23.
That's April 23, 2006, I'd like to point out. Welcome to Talkback Mountain, where the big issues are canvassed before a national audience. But our topic today, what is it, Ed?
How far have you gone to get some action?
It's actually one that I stole off AM radio. How far would you be prepared to go to get your end away? Call now. Not true. What has brought on this topic?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it this morning.
Come on, these sort of topics don't occur to you at random.
They do, Tom.
What's brought it on?
I'm right. You know what brings it on? I ride to work and go, I write no jokes. I have no clips.
Yeah.
I don't contribute. What am I going to do? Try and come up with a phone topic. And then I just run sentences through my head.
But they're usually sort of from your life. So
no, well, this one is...
You've been on a long journey lately?
Okay, what reminded me of it I was in touch with an old friend of mine who I went to the World Cup with last year. And this is actually what kind of brought it on. And we went out one night and we were in Berlin and he met this girl in the nightclub. Hey, Rich?
Okay.
So they were going to hit a... They were going to head off together.
Like I've been there.
Just play along,
you
man.
You probably have been to Germany at some point. Just for new listeners, why did you go to Germany?
For the World Cup.
To cover the World Cup, forget this, and primarily to secure an interview with the coach of Togo.
Otto Fister.
Yes. Now,
Fister proved elusive.
If you didn't hear that, because he was in another country.
I was in Czechoslovakia for a lot of it.
See, Fister was in the country where the World Cup was taking place.
Tone, you try getting a hotel a week before you leave in Berlin when the World Cup's up. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that, but surely you'd be able to get one in the same country, though.
Listen, Martin.
Time for a song?
Yeah, I'm not Kentucky, all right? I don't organise tours for a living.
Okay, you're out in Berlin with this bloke.
Yeah, with my friend. Anyway, he meets this girl, Rich, and they head off into East Berlin, Ost-Berlin, for our German listeners.
Sure. Right,
and we didn't see him again. It's about midday the next day, and we get a call, frantic call. And he said, guys, my phone's dying. Seriously, I don't know where I am. I'm lost. We went on a bus ride. It must have been for 45 minutes. I don't know where I am. I said, what can you see? I can see a tower. Can you guys see a tower? No. Okay, there's a bus coming. It's going to Rubstum. Do you guys know where Rubstum is? No. And he got back that night looking bedraggled but happy.
Fantastic. Mm. So the answer, how far would you go to get some action? Behind the Iron Curtain. That would be that's a winner.
Yeah.
On this segment, I'm trying to think. See, I don't know that I've gone a long distance for some action, but I've gone a long distance to be with someone who I've eventually married when I started going out with the missus.
Yeah.
Like, properly in that.
Yeah.
She's going, look, I've got to go away to stay with my relatives in Tasmania.
Ooh.
So I just, like some deranged stalker, followed her to Hobart, where her relatives were, got a cab to their house, and they were in the middle of a barbecue. And I just showed up and just was standing there at the barbecue. So she's suddenly talking about, and look around, and there I was. Give that a sound, surely.
You're a crazy stalker, Tone.
The sound of romance.
And were you wearing all camouflage gear, just blending into the background?
Of course I was.
It was romantic. So we're talking...
I had night vision goggles on, sure, in the middle of the day. That was odd.
So we're talking physical distance, but we're also talking like things you've done, because when I was at school, I had a friend who was insane, and he liked the school nurse, and he'd faked injury and headaches and all that sort of stuff, and she just wasn't seeing him anymore. Like, short of a broken leg, he wasn't getting in. And so he walked up to me once and went, it. I said, what is it, Alex? Stab my hand with a compass. I don't want to stab your hand with a compass. Shut up, just do it. All right. Where? In the webbing. It won't hurt. So I stabbed him in the webbing next
to
his...
You did not.
Well, I had to. He wanted
you
to go...
stab someone?
Well, he, on his request.
Okay, fair enough.
In the webbing next to his thumb, and off he went. They've been together ever since.
Sure, they haven't. His hand is stuck to the top of a desk. It's awkward on dates, but there they are. Yeah. Mr. Marsland.
Can I just say before I begin that I'm especially a fan of these phone topics that Ed suggests and then doesn't have a personal story about.
That's great.
And it's just about a friend of his, so then I have to tell a personal story.
Yeah.
Now I'm painted into a corner.
Yeah, well, hurry up then.
Okay, so I was overseas and I was in New York. This is several years ago.
And
I met a young lady in the village.
Is that sure it was a lady? Was it a lady for sure?
Okay. It was Chelsea. No, things were going okay. Maybe come back to my...
Hello, steady on.
Back to my mattress in the park.
It was a brownstone.
Oh, good. Hello. Okay. Bet it was.
And, so I went up her stoop.
That's what I've heard.
And I went into her hallway area.
Not for the first time.
And just before she opened the door, she said that her flatmate... she said, look, I have a boyfriend and my flatmate knows my boyfriend very well. She's watching the World Cup, but if you walk in with your back to her and sort of say, hey, Christy, in a way that he would say it, it's pretty dark in there. You could get away with being my boyfriend.
Now, my boyfriend is Michael Jordan, so could you grow a bit?
And so I had to sort of hitch up my collar and sort of walk back in. Well, she's, deeply involved in the World Cup, and I had to say, hey, Christy, like that. And I got into the bedroom and the photograph on her bedside table could only be described as a henchman from The Sopranos. This guy, it was like wearing what, Rocky Balboa wears in the first 25 minutes of Rocky.
Right.
Like the full hat and everything.
Fantastic. So did that have a happy ending?
No, I didn't. I had to leave. I couldn't go through with it.
Come on.
So I had to leave again. Bye, Christy.
You know what that sounds like? That song. Cue up that song that you do about the projector.
Oh, it does actually.
Maybe we should, instead of the that we have. Maybe we have that for every story today.
Well, let's
do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Romantics, you're not going to tell me you can. Well, I guess you're just going to have to do it live. Call us up and tell us, listeners, how far have you gone to get some action? That's what we want to know.
So call us up now, and the number is... Get ready, here it comes.
Get a pen.
That's right.
Get a pen.
Here it is.
Call on 1-333-53-MMM.
That's right, 1-333-53-MMM.
Yes, it's 1-333-53-MMM.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Now here's Nickelback.
No, of course it isn't. Here's this, a Triple M. Yes, Eddie Vedder, Hard Sun. Yeah, that's Eddie Vedder, Hard Sun, here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, where today we're talking romance.
Ben, turn off your projector!
Thank you, Richard Marsland. His version of the sneaky sound system. No, we don't need that. We need stories about how far you've gone to get some action.
Yeah. Who's on the line, Ed?
G'day, Nick.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Excellent. How far did you go, bro?
I met a girl in a seedy backpack as I was working in Melbourne.
Yes.
She was from England. Gave me her address, said, when you're in town, call me up. So I did. I flew over to England. Gave her a bell and she goes, oh, meet me tonight and bring some shorts.
Oh, so, that old one.
Yeah, chucked the strides on and went over there. And she goes, oh, before we go out on a date, you have to go in this 24-hour swimathon for charity.
Oh, hang on.
Ended up, it was middle of winter over there and ended up swimming 8 kilometres.
And Nick, how did you go after that, though?
I was too buggered to do anything.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's a great date. There's a whitewater rafting leg, but it's fantastic when you get to the destination.
Good on you, Nick.
She was no good, so I hooked up with her other friend.
Yeah, that's the classy thing to do. Yeah. All in the name of charity. Good on you, Nick.
His other friend who was going skydiving, something like that.
Humanity. Yeah, okay. All right, Adrian. Hello, Nick. I mean, whoops.
Are you right?
I'll start again. Thank you, Nick. Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Hey, boys. How are we?
I'm a bit confused. What happened? How far did you go to get some action?
It's not how far I went, mate. It's what happened when we got to the destination.
Talk me through it. Tell us.
You know, she messaged me and said, oh, yeah, the old's, you know, old's at home. Come around. I'm like, yeah, no worries. Gold. Rolled around and gets a message from her old girl 20 minutes later. Yeah, we're heading home now.
Oh, dear.
Now, her old man's a big unit. Bit of a roughneck as well.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest bloke. So he goes, geez, you better hide. Oh, all right, where do you want me to go? Bed's too small, it's a futon. Just get in the cupboard for us. So, plonks me in the cupboard for the better part of 5 hours.
Yes.
She loads up the horses in the trailer that I didn't know about. That took another hour or two. Here I am sleeping beneath a bunch of clothes and shoes.
And how did this end up?
This ended up with her leaving the next day for Ballarat and texting me going, yeah, it's pretty safe, you can come out now. She had one of those vents in the cupboard.
Yeah, just for you to breathe through.
No, I slept on it. That was my pillow.
That's lovely.
I crushed it.
Well, I get the feeling these people need prizes, Ed. You are going to have to find something for them downstairs.
Adrian, Nick, there's stuff coming your way, my friends. This is beautiful.
Yeah, you've got to spend 8 weeks in a cupboard, but it's the end result is
I can do it standing on my head, so don't worry about that.
Well, that's quite a promise, ladies. Call this man now.
Yeah, Adrian. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Ed, Tony, Richard, how are we?
Not bad. How far have you gone?
I used to travel from Brisbane to Tamworth, which is 600 kilometres, every weekend for 5 months.
Right.
Gee, to Tamworth.
And what? Why? Was your girlfriend there or was it just a good bar that you had to go to?
Girlfriend, who is now my wife.
That's nice, Michael. See, this is where I break down, Michael, because I don't know how to respond to nice stuff like
that.
I missed three weekends out of those 5 months.
Oh, right, okay,
slack.
Well.
Jeez Louise.
Mate, commitment. Yeah. And did you ever get together and take part in the annual attempt to break the boo scooting record in Tamworth?
the kids were in that record. Several years ago.
Yeah, it's a romantic way. It's sort of daisy chain action going on the boo scooting line.
Thank you very much,
beautiful.
Michael.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful romantic town, your Tamworth. Yes. I think Keith Urban goes there occasionally.
Who?
Name one of his songs. Go.
Quickly. Hair Full of Booze.
That's one. That'll do. It's never happened before.
Okie dokie.
Just padding here while we line up a caller that's fit for our broadcast. Who have we got?
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Good, thanks. How you going, guys?
Excellent. What did you do? How far did you go to get some action?
This guy got talking to her at Coles one time, and I fancied her, so I went back to Coles one day, bought a bottle of Coke, and the only reason I actually bought it was so I could write her number on it.
And
she wrote her number on it. I drank it and chucked the bottle away.
Yeah. Touché. Learner.
But surely you could return to the scene.
Yes, I returned to the scene. She got fired.
Oh.
She was fired, so she wasn't there.
She got fired. Was it anything to do with you? No?
No, not that. I don't think so.
Okay. So still, would you like to send a message out now in case she's listening somewhere?
Yeah, if you're listening, call me, Dean.
I think she's seeing a bottle of Pepsi at the moment.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Bringing people together, plenty more stories. As Nikki said, as soon as we mentioned the topic, the phones exploded.
It's a good one. Do it again.
People want action, Ed.
Yeah.
And they'll get it in the next hour when we're joined by the man who knows, a good friend of DJ Dom, Tony Beauclair.
Get this.
Far too sexual.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Do what I want because I can, if I don't because I wanna. It's the second hour of Get This. You know it is.
Ignored by the step and the board because I'm gonna.
Thank you, Mr. Cheese. It's brought to you by the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power. What a 4x4. Look who's here. Broadcaster, writer, Tony Beauclair.
Oh.
Part of the Triple M family.
Well, I've got my own swipe card now.
Have you just?
It was collected from me years ago, the very last shift I'd done here.
Oh, right, okay. Have you gone through a sacking process and a reinstatement? Like, Mr. Marsden's done that about 5 times here.
Yep, been in and out.
I was doing a show with another bloke and we decided to end the show.
Yes.
And we had a very, you know, we had a specific cut-off date.
Right.
And, you know, some bigwigs are outside to grab the card, but we did manage and I don't think they actually know this, I'm admitting it for the first time ever, grabbed our portrait before we left.
Oh, cool.
So we've got it.
Fantastic. Do you just wear it, have it laminated, wear it around your neck as a giant ID?
It gets younger as I get older. It's a bit Oscar Wilde.
But I like, I was on Triple M Breakfast in Melbourne in the early 90s, and then I left, and they just forgot to cancel my parking space in the city.
Oh.
So I had like a free parking space for about 5.5 years that nobody knew about.
Outstanding.
That's great.
Well, we know now.
I had a swipe card that I went back 2 years later. Still works.
Don't worry. I don't think this show is being broadcast yet, Tony. Much like DJ Dom.
What about that guy?
Do you want to talk about him in this hour?
Yeah, we'll have a chat about it. There's been complaints already.
Complaints. Let's get to them next. I'll get this.
Shorts. Can't take it all. Gonna live my life. So side over here and kill me a moment. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my kind.
Thank you, In Excess. Need you tonight here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Nice work. Richard, please, some fake applause, if you would, for Tony Moclair.
Oh, thanks very much.
He's been...
Richard and Nikki were clapping. Yep.
He's been sacked. That's real. He's been rehired. Yeah. He's been sacked again. He's been rehired again. So many... It's a familiar story here at the network.
I haven't been sacked that many times. I really haven't. Okay. It's weird that the jobs have wound up.
Hmm.
I've got sacked from less glamorous jobs.
Don't
you know, like being a kitchen hand, sort of thing.
Yeah. Scrubbing not up to scratch, was it? Or?
I honestly don't know what it was. I whistled while I worked.
That could
have been it.
Yeah.
I was too good.
Really? The other dishwashers were worried you were going to nick their jobs?
They knew at the academy how good I was going to be.
Right.
It shouldn't have been a surprise to anyone.
West Point.
Yeah.
Mm. But now you're back here doing or involved in this DJ Dom business. Now, for people who don't know, including us, explain what it is.
He's a guy who drove, a bit like our mate Ed, he drove rock patrols for 10 years.
Oh, yeah. 10 years?
10 years.
Wow.
And, I mean, you would have seen some things on the road. And generally what happens on the road stays on the road. That used to be the code.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
Is he dishing the dirt?
He is, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
There's stuff that used to happen. I remember going out with the Rock Patrol in Sydney once, and we're a bit like the United Nations delivering food parcels out there.
That's what it's like.
We were the only people who were bringing food and sustenance to, you know, probably 30 Ks from the CBD.
Mm. Fantastic.
And it was like the back of the truck would go open, you'd remember, Ed.
Mm.
And then there were always car parks at ovals.
Yep, always.
And then, like, you know, body snatchers or whatever, people would emerge from behind the trees.
And out of the ground, and like gophers.
And then come menacingly towards the back of the van.
Absolutely right, waving children at you.
Yeah.
Little Phil wants a Tim Tam. Here you go. Little Phil wants two.
And then they'd turn ugly. So I remember, you know, piffing packets of chips at people and turning to the Rock Patrol driver and saying, start the car now,
The trick is to try and throw the Cornettos as far away from the van as you can. People will scuttle.
Yeah.
Then you get out of there.
Yeah.
And, of course, if something's free, people will go for anything. On the breakfast years ago, I remember we were giving away a packet of Stimerol and an empty CD case.
Fair enough. I love that.
In the car park of a nightclub. It's 6:59 in the morning. Swarms of people showed up. Have you ever had anything, Ed, where they just wouldn't take it? It's just, I'm free, but sorry, no, not going to go with that.
Yeah, I can't say the brand of it, obviously.
Yeah.
But there was a certain sort of milk-based beverage that came in a number of flavours that at one point they were like, let's get off the beaten track. Let's head down the barbecue sauce trail. Let's put some of that flavour in there. Cop this, kiddies. And people were like, any Stimerol? Take the taste of this away, please.
Okay, so DJ Dom used to do a bit of that sort of work.
Yeah.
Now he's broadcasting on Triple M or not really on...
Well, the thing is, he's actually too good. He's too good for radio.
Too good for radio.
This is the thing. You guys go all around the country. The best you could possibly do is if everybody in Australia stops and listens to this show, you've got 21 million people.
It's not bad.
Sure. Okay. Mm. How are we looking in that regard, Nicky?
That's the...
Yeah, yeah. We've got the Steven Seagal fans locked down.
Right, yeah.
We're going to expand our horizons.
You need fans of the lesser bald ones. This is how comprehensive you need to be in your reach. If you haven't seen the movie, check out his finest work in a movie called Active Stealth.
Active Stealth. That's great.
Check it out. So the best you guys can ever do is $21 million. Dom, I mean 21 million people. Dom, sure. On the internet, 10-minute-only podcast.
Wow.
Is 8 billion people.
10 million 10-minute podcast that anyone can access for free. This isn't some kind of
absolutely
money-making deal here at Triple
M. No, not at all.
Is this a path we're going down? Exclusive internet content?
It's called the future, Tone.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm thinking about it. As I understand it, the broadcasting regulations do not apply to podcasting. Is that true?
I'm kind of in a land of one. It's how would you call it? I'm a bit like the bloke going up the river to meet Kurtz in Apocalypse Now.
Sure. Yes.
The normal laws don't apply.
Okay. Put some clothes on.
And we're the go-go dancers at the USO.
Great. Halfway up. Yep.
But is it true that you can, like, for example, you could use a volley of foul language if you wanted to on a podcast?
I've actually, that greater urge of mine has been reined in. No, you can't. You can use a little bit of fruity language, but you can't go sailor talk. You know, you've got to, as I say in The Simpsons,
if the podcast
you've got to give it the heave-ho.
But what if the podcast is called Sailors Rapping, you know, and it's just a couple of sailors on the dock talking about what they're going to do on shore leave? Yeah. Surely that's in context.
Okay. The think tank is overflowing.
It's
here.
Not a bad idea, Tone.
Forget your DJ Dom. Wait till we get sailor talk up on blocks. But I'm still under the impression you're receiving complaints.
Yes, well, there was a one-hour launch show yesterday, and it'll be repeated on Sunday morning, I believe.
Oh, another chance
tonight
to complain.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's find out what those complaints were next on Get This. It's Fallout Boy. You know it is. Thanks for the memories here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Tony Moclair is with us, and we're talking about what you can find at the Triple M website.
Lots of people are spending lots of time in this computer-generated fantasy land where, among other totally pointless things, you can have virtual sex. Oh, get a life, cyber freaks.
I don't know if that's actually been finished yet, that technology.
I'm always worried, you know, the guy with the really deep voice, and then they round off 60 minutes talking about his mailbag.
Yeah.
It always bothers me because I'm just finishing up dinner.
He's reaching into the bag.
Yeah, it's a mailbag.
Let's have a rummage through the bag.
I'll be teabagging everybody after this break.
But we're talking about DJ Dom, and I think I might have confused people about the replay time for that special. Obviously, we're on a different state, so it's on at different times.
Yeah.
But the answer is obviously just get onto the website and have a listen to some of these podcasts.
That's the tease. We're selling you not the sausage.
No.
Just the sizzle.
Just the sizzle. Now, Bianca is on the phones today filling in for Cecilia. I understand that she was on the phones when a bit of DJ Dom went to air yesterday and there were complaints. What sort of topics were they complaining about, Bianca?
They're asking, who is this idiot? Is a tosser? What a loser. I'm never listening to Triple M again. And Get This should be on at this time.
Yeah, all of those calls, I think, were traced to our office, I'm afraid.
Thanks guys.
For reading them out.
Thanks, Bianca.
Thank you, Bianca. Is that, you know, is it all publicity is good publicity, really, in that regard?
Yeah, I'm from that school, definitely. Yeah. No, I passed one of the big wigs here, and I said, I got complaints last night, and he just said, people are actively listening. That's how he said it. Actively listening. Because you can be a jockey before you come and work at Triple M and speak like this.
Yeah,
as soon as you get through the magic doors here, it's Peter Harvey's mailbag.
That's right. Like that. There's the Radio Industry Awards is being held this weekend. I know Rich and Ed are going along. And,
oh, really?
Hot day.
A room full of people talking like this. How are you, mate?
Fantastic. Thanks, Tone. I remember the day we met. It was top of 32. Traffic was banked up on the Eastern.
Certainly was. Brain-snapping bargains everywhere you looked. What are we going to talk about here? Complaints. You've surely attracted many complaints over the years in your various shows.
Well, there was the death threat that
did you get a death threat?
Yeah, we
on crud.
Yes, many years ago, and we made a joke about a big mafioso who died.
Oh, yeah, that's always good. Yeah, yeah.
And we cut to his funeral, and it was just techno. It was just techno music.
Okay, give him a round of booze.
All right.
We're distributing the booze to everybody.
And we came in, the show started at 7, and we came in and the programming director was ashen-faced and was in with the general manager. Mm. And they said, boys, can you step into the office? And we said, sure. And we thought, oh, crikey, we've done it again. And he just said, there's been a threat on your lives.
Right.
And then...
We want to replay it at 5 o'clock.
can you sign this release?
and then, so the general manager and the programming director started having, right in front of us, a very detailed conversation about the guard that they were going to put in front of Triple M.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not this guard should be carrying a gun.
Right.
This was 10 minutes before showtime. Now, with anything like that, you think, okay, there's been a death threat. We're talking armed guards now. In the back of my mind, of course, I was thinking, this is great, night off.
Yeah.
Of course.
Not very much.
Okay, so there was the whole thing about the guard was finalised. There was to be no gun.
Okay.
And then there was a pause and the general manager turned to us and said, have a great show. So in we went to the studios. Now, the studio we're in is identical to this one.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is it's floor-to-ceiling windows.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Giving any sniper just perfect and clean headshots.
Lots of sight lines.
It's much the guy who's running the CIA in the Bourne Ultimatum, whose office with all the secret documents is just like next to a window where anyone with binoculars apparently can go, look what he's putting in that safe.
So for a whole week, the death threat came on the Monday.
Yeah.
And so we'd run out the front. We weren't even smart enough to get the taxis that we got home at that time to get them sent round the back.
Oh, yeah, no, you wouldn't want to do that.
The geniuses that we were, you can see the road from here, so you'd run down, jump into the back of the cab and then drive. And that was on the Monday, and we'd run past the guard, and by Wednesday, obviously, nothing was going to happen. And by Friday, we were so brave, we were actually talking to the guard out the front.
Who turned out to be a cardboard cutout standee.
He was...
of Bruce Springsteen.
He was extremely large and extremely effeminate. So Triple M thought, so much of our lives, they guarded us with a hairdresser. But we got there.
Well, the thing is, once you start complaining, that leads to banning.
Yep.
Do you want to do that today?
Love to.
Let's ban some stuff. Next on Get This. It's a short memory from Midnight Oil here at Get This on Triple M. Tony Moclair is here. Peter Harvey has called up, Tony. He's got a response to your discussion about his mailbag.
If they want my sperm, they're going to have to get me into bed and get it the conventional way.
Oh, come on. The kids are out of school, Mr. Harvey.
Oh, no.
Keep it tidy. We're talking about things that should be banned from the telly because there's a queue of people wanting to have Californication ripped off our screens. Now, I haven't been watching it. What's on there that's so fruity, guys?
Fornication.
Yeah, that'd be it.
And lots of it. No, but it's tasteful. It's in context. It's like Showgirls that way.
Yes. So true.
It's not only tasteful, it's also optional. You don't have to watch it.
Well, it's a mainly Christian group doing this.
That's
why never practice what they preach and just turn the other cheek away from the cathode ray tube? Why can they not do that? Or just forgive everybody who watches it?
Well, let's not stop there. Let's, jump on board and start banning stuff. I'd like to see current affairs shows banned from saying, after this break, da-di-da-di-da, you sit through the break and it's just a promo for tomorrow night's show. It's not after the break at all. it's a trigger or hair trigger audience in this studio.
Rocky.
But, are you sick of that?
Very much so.
What about shows, crime shows from America, where just because it's a serious crime investigation, now I know the kiddies are out of school, so I'll keep the language clean, talk of bodily fluids, endless talk of bodily fluids.
Yeah.
Just constant.
Strewn around.
It's just pouring out of your television screen every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we ban the person at Journalist College who drums into every reporter that you must say at any gathering of people where rain is even remotely a prospect, that the rain has failed to dampen enthusiasm?
Oh, of course. See, once you start picking on phrases, then, can we have a ban on anyone doing a documentary and taking you into a room and saying, this is where the magic happens?
Right.
Could be anything.
Yeah. And can we, while we're at it, we're talking TV, Ed. Rent a crowd. You're really getting your value for money today.
Dodge some bottles there, Tony.
So about broken crockery.
You're a smart man. You'll be able to answer this one for me. Ban him first, right? He's the GE money genie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, give him a round.
Yeah.
See you later, mister.
What the hell country is he from?
Now, I thought you'd ask, and I have asked this very question because some people used to say that I looked and acted like the GE money genie.
You look nothing like him.
I am much more like the carpet court jester, as we know. So, but But, Tony, the thing is, that's his real voice.
That is apparently his actual accent.
Voice.
It's not.
It's another one of those ones like Nick Nolte's character in Lorenzo's Oil, as right. Santa Chilaro pointed out, the shonkiest accent ever, and then you see footage of the real bloke, and that's what he sounds like. Yeah. It's actually a brilliant piece of acting.
Just like Meryl Streep in Evil Angels. Yeah. That's what... They all actually right. sound
okay,
like.
Okay, we've got to the bottom of that yeah, then.
If the G Money Genie would care to call in and confirm this.
Well, no, it's someone putting on a voice. So I would like to ban, speaking of commercials, yeah. there is a certain commercial out at the moment, probably a fine product, who knows?
Sure.
I don't know how to get around this stuff, Tony. I don't want to offend
yeah.
sponsors.
I'll just check if any of the ads are coming up
okay.
featuring this product.
Yeah, okay, anyway, so it's a new jingle that they have, and yeah. it goes, dun, 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 and it's an ad for a food product. Repeated a number of times.
Yeah. Would you say it's a food product not really squarely aimed at either vegetarians, Muslims or Jews?
Oh, that's good. Good call.
And you think yeah. that should be banned? Okay, yeah. give it
no,
a round.
No, well, can I say why?
Why?
Well, because round of... Oh, see, now don't kick me out of my house, flatmates, if you're listening. but sometimes when I go home, there is a chorus of people sitting... Yeah. on the couch, and I walk in the door and I just get greeted with nit, 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 as they're watching the television yeah. and it makes me angry. Okay.
Is this just because you're such an enormous pig? I don't understand why it's being directed at you. Oh, because of your food intake on the show.
No, it's not. It's just no? they're singing it and I hate their happiness. All right. So
it's really not big on happiness, I should point
that's
out.
That's not so. True at all. Yeah. I'm just making around. I love life.
Oh, you aren't unhappy. That crowd, they keep breaking bottles.
All right.
Mr. Marsden, fire them off. We don't have time for your list of banned products.
I think I've mentioned it before, but you know the West Wing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so they have a really great theme song.
Yeah.
You know that opening? It's the perfect theme song for if you're going up to get an award
yeah.
or something like that. It's sweeping and majestic. Mm-hmm. But then the closing theme, the closing credits, has that... and it's really jaunty and upbeat and fun.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the West Wing sometimes ends on quite a melancholy note.
Yeah.
Like, the president's got MS.
Yeah,
we're going to have to invade Iraq.
All right.
Give
it a round. Listeners, it's time for you to join on the bonfire of hate. Call us up. Tell us what you've seen on the telly that should be banned. Anything at all. 133353.
Get this.
Dithering and prevarication.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This. It's on Triple M, wherever you're listening. Tony Moclair is here. DJ Dom's podcasts are part of the Triple M website. Go along and check that out. But we're talking bans. We want to get things banned off the telly. Why not? Let's wield some power this hour. I don't know if we'll be able to achieve this, Ed. We can make some calls, obviously.
Let's see what we can do.
But Californication is just the tip of the iceberg. What else is in there?
Good day, John.
Try hard for this one, boys.
Yeah.
Anything that has with the stars or with celebrities in the title.
Nice. What was the final straw for you, do you think?
When they first started.
Okay.
You got in early then, hating that.
Yeah. Which one's on at the moment? What is left, really?
It's Dancing with the Stars, isn't it, with Patty Newton?
Yeah.
Is she still on, Ed?
I think she's doing a rumba
don't
tonight.
Feign ignorance.
Is she doing a rumba tonight, is she, or...?
Yeah, are there any, I mean, but apart from Dancing with the Stars, what's still going, really?
One other thing, boys.
Yeah.
Those stupid ads, those Boom Chicka Wow ads that they've got.
Oh, okay, you straight that on. Wow.
Yeah, see, I like them.
All right. Okay. The Singing Bee. How do you feel about the Singing Bee, John?
I think I'm going to hate that, too.
No, he hasn't even seen it, but he's hating it in advance.
Good on you, John.
All right.
Front hate.
Surely we can go more controversial than that. What have people seen? Ed. You're on the radio.
Hi, Cameron. How are you?
I'm well. I want to ban any ads where a woman comes on the TV and says, as a mum, I feel that, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
I hear you, Cameron.
That phrase should be excised from the English language because if you put as a mum on the top of any sentence, as a mum, you are therefore allowed to speak about anything.
It's true.
You can say, as a mum, I believe... yeah. Iran is enriching its uranium isotopes to an atomic number of 42. Exactly. You don't know anything just because you're a mum.
Like, why can't? Where's our rights in that area? Why can't it be as a nerd? I think they should stop doing that. Why can't we have a bit of that? All right, that's good. Who else?
Chris, how are you?
Yeah, good, guys. I think that voiceovers at the end of TV shows should be banned.
Oh, over the credits.
Okay. Yeah, because in particular... when 6 Feet Under used to be on, being a show of quality, you'd be on at 11:55 at night on Channel 9.
Yeah.
And in like one of the last episodes, Nate just dies out of the blue.
Oh, well.
And then all of a sudden, instead of having a voiceover like for another show on, they had a, like they put an ad right over the credits our favourite cricketer telling us the only thing that worries him is our hair loss.
Yes. Now, Tony, you know Darren Casey, a friend of ours, he was watching the Craze film once. You know the Craze about two...
The
two
Cray brothers.
Extremely violent gangsters. And I think towards the end of it, I think they beat somebody to death with a baseball bat or something. Sure, that's kind of towards the end. Yeah. And then there's about 5 minutes of movie after that. And then a voiceover came on when it was on Channel 9. We hope you enjoyed the Craze.
That's always good. But I know what you mean. Nate has just died and then it's stay around for surprise, surprise. Pete Smith gets roped into a bit of that. Voiceovers over the end, and there's another thing they do. Oh, that's right. I saw this on the ABC one night. Alexei Sales Stuff. Would you remember that show?
Yeah, great show.
He obviously decided to try and defuse that by putting his own fake voiceovers over the end credits.
Nice.
The ABC voiceover person just came in over the top of that. So you had two competing at once, so you can't even beat them that way. Who else is angry?
G'day, Damien.
G'day, how are you going?
Ooh, good, thanks. What should be banned off the telly?
Revisiting old ground on documentaries and reality shows and that, you know, like on like border security or something, and they come back and from an ad, and then they go, "Oh, Hop Singh hasn't got the right passport." Saw all that before the ads.
Oh, yeah. I see. Recaps.
Yeah, recaps.
That Hop Singh.
Where would he learn?
Yes, it's time to tell the Asian tourist in a louder voice what the tea leaves will do to our fauna. And no, you can't bring a monkey's head in.
Okay. Oh,
they let Hoss through. They let Lorne Green through. Hop Singh, time and time again.
The map was burned and still they find their way here. Do we have time for one more complaining?
G'day, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good.
What needs to get banned off the telly?
Horatio Crane from CSI Miami.
Oh, come on. David Caruso.
It is.
It's
quite an odd delivery, isn't it?
It's shocking. The glasses, the sunglasses on and off, and the whole abbreviating everything, and it's not working.
Well, you know the real tragedy about that, Michelle?
Yeah.
It's the most watched TV show in the world.
It is. It's the most widely syndicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
You don't get it.
Criminal Minds with that Mandy guy.
Yeah.
I believe him.
Yeah,
even
that's
though
right.
His name is Mandy.
Mandy Patinkin. I keep waiting for him to burst into some Sondheim at the scene of a crime, but it hasn't happened yet. But, I know what you mean. And do you not find yourself, for your own amusement, just doing the David Caruso voice around the house?
I have been known in a spate of madness to do the whole sunglasses on, off, and, you know, the neck jutting forward, pigeon-toed stand, find myself on a rowboat because he's always there as well on the front, sort of leaning forward. Chasing people.
Yeah.
Drive-by. Miami style.
Somebody put the jug on. Just throw them in. Just talk like it for an evening. It's very amusing to nobody else but me. Thank you for the list of bans. They all need to go. We'll see what we can do. But here's something that doesn't need banning. Peter Costello singing. Have you heard that?
It's not on Kerry Ann, is it?
No. No, this is exclusive non-internet content. Here, get this next.
The way you move.
Yes, I think that's been well established. Body Rock is here at Get This on Triple M. Tony Moclair is here, and he's picked up on something we were talking about earlier in the show. Ed, you know, explosions on comic strip panels with sound effects in them.
Oh, yeah.
In America, the word wank is the sound that...
Perfectly acceptable.
It's the sound that Captain America's shield makes when it hits someone on the forehead. I can prove that.
It is the forehead, is it? Not lower than that?
No.
Okay, good. You know how you have these memories and I bounce them off people and nobody ever comes back to me to assure me that they too heard this or saw this.
Yes.
One of them that is driving me crazy, and Richard knows a lot about this, Lisa McCune doing an ad in a Scottish accent. Did she or didn't she?
Oh, really?
I think she did.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Richard?
I know about your continual struggle to find this out. I know you've called the people involved.
I've called her agent.
You've YouTubed it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Was she outside? Like it was outside and she had a jumper on, I remember, around her neck.
Yeah.
And it was on like a pretend heat. heath. It was clearly Australia, but they were trying to pretend it was a heath of some sort.
Yeah.
I do remember this, Tony.
Thank you. So I can add into that vaguely. Club then, because Richard has never backed me up on this.
No, I think you're absolutely right.
He's nodded a bit and kind of whispered behind his hand, crazy guy, that sort of stuff. But and the other one, though, speaking of this, is, and I maintain that this happened, but yes. I don't know if it did.
Right.
Tributaka on monkey. Monkey called Tributaka a puta.
Is that really?
Yeah, no, this is true.
True, Nikki?
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Confirmed.
100%.
Did call him a pufta.
Tributaka was being difficult and monkey's giving him one.
Great.
Okay. Now, see, these things happen. Like, I maintain I saw Peter Costello in Order in the House one night sing a Midnight Oil number.
No.
It's true. Have a listen to this.
Mr. Speaker, it's a song called Beds Are Burning. And have a listen to this. Have a listen to this. The time has come to say fair's fair. To pay the rent. Remember for Melbourne, to pay our share. Have a listen to the lyrics. The time has come.
Remember for Brisbane, who's warned.
A fact's a fact. It belongs to them.
What, the Treasurer has resumed his seat.
Let the ALP give it back.
You see, I wasn't dreaming. It really happened. And he did the dance. He also did the dance.
Caught it on tape and all.
That's on YouTube, some of that.
That's in hindsight now.
Very nice. That's true. As Ed said, let's hope Rihanna doesn't run for parliament. Be a lot of umbrella-rella-rellas in Hansard. Back to wind things up in a moment on Get This. Here's you two, even better than the real thing. It's you two. Time to sign off here at Get This on Triple M. Tony Moclair, thanks for being here for the hour.
It's always fun to come in here, and thank you, Ed, for joining my gang of people who remember Lisa McCune's Scottish accent ad.
Definitely seen it.
It's a burgeoning lobby group.
Definitely seen it.
Now, DJ Dom, it's not something real it is something real, but it's not something we've just made up on the show for a stir. It's something you can genuinely check out at the Triple M website, is it not, Tony?
Yes, it is. Thanks, Tony. It is triplem.com.au. Go there. It's a drop-down menu and you see the shows and look, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be the focus of the radio awards on the weekend. 10 seconds to go. Then, Richard, I'm afraid we only have time for your key pickup line. What was it again?
Hey, Christy.
Oh, here's another treat. Joining us tomorrow, Billy West. He's done some voices in his time.
Futurama.
And it's all thanks to Futurama, Ren and Stimpy, many others. Fills in for DJ Dom occasionally. Thanks to the Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Now it's allowing you know.
Wacko the diddly-o, we're suddenly over the line on that one.
It's you two. Time to sign off here at Get This on Triple M. Tony Moclair, thanks for being here for the hour.
It's always fun to come in here, and thank you, Ed, for joining my gang of people who remember Lisa McCune's Scottish accent ad.
Definitely seen it.
It's a burgeoning lobby group.
Definitely seen it.
Now, DJ Dom, it's not something real it is something real, but it's not something we've just made up on the show for a stir. It's something you can genuinely check out at the Triple M website, is it not, Tony?
Yes, it is. Thanks, Tony. It is triplem.com.au. Go there. It's a drop-down menu and you see the shows and everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be the focus of the radio awards on the weekend. 10 seconds to go. Then, Richard, I'm afraid we only have time for your key pickup line. What was it again?
Hey, Christy.
Oh, here's another treat. Joining us tomorrow, Billy West. He's done some voices in his time.
Futurama.
And it's all thanks to Futurama, Ren and Stimpy, many others. Fills in for DJ Dom occasionally. Thanks to the Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Now it's allowing you know.
Wacko the diddly-o, we're suddenly over the line on that one.